You know, he's done a really nice job. He played two really good football games since we've played him. And, of course, clearly, you know, when he came in our ball game, you know, he made some things happen. This is a very talented athlete that is extremely gifted, making off-schedule plays. He's extremely mobile. He's a good thrower on the run, and then he's very smart. You know, clearly Jim, you know, believes that he gives them the best chance. He's done nothing to prove him wrong on that. It's a big test for a defense because you've got, first of all, you've got a very, very good offense. You know, just starting with the offensive line, going all the way through, and then you put the added element of Kaepernick in there. It's a good offense, real good.
Yeah. It's just two games, but does it look like they're throwing downfield a little more with Kaepernick?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of that is the flavor of the game, too, you know, that they're in, depending on what the defense is giving them. Mm-hmm. I think the whole offense can run through Kaepernick. You know, clearly Jim's very comfortable with him doing everything that their offense calls for. And you know, and as I said, they've got a very, very talented football team on the offensive side of it. And really, they've got two very talented quarterbacks. They've got a good football team personnel-wise.
Is it still, though, for you guys? Not that he's the only problem, but it's still about stopping Gore in that.
Well, sure. I mean, Frank Gore still, the offense is going to run through the running game. You know, I mean, that's what they do. That's how they've established everything that they do. They're an extremely physical football team. The last two games they've played since they've played us, you know, have been no different with that. But, you know, the Kaepernick just gives them an added element. But as I said, Jim, you know, that they both of those quarterbacks can operate this offense. You know, Kaepernick's a little bit more mobile. But Frank Gore is obviously the guy that you've got to be able to stop, because regardless of who the quarterback is, they can turn around and hand it off to that guy, and he's the real deal.
You got concerns about Quinn?
We got plenty of time until Sunday.
If Sims has to go, what does he give you? What kind of player is Eugene?
Well, Eugene's a good player. I mean, he's done nothing but develop extremely well under Mike Waffle. You know, I think Eugene's done a tremendous job since we have gotten here. Of course, Mike Waffle, I think, has done a marvelous job with that young defensive line and you know, getting those guys in tune with what we are doing, and plus, you know, just making him a better technique football player. And Eugene is a guy that's a very valuable member of this team.
So what you do, Dave, to get all those takeaways?
All the takeaways.
Yeah, what you do? It's met some.
Oh, it's great a real. It was, yeah, yeah. It's a real magic formula. We were just holding back on it. You know, I mean, it just. You know, it has to happen. I mean, you know, you've got to just keep working your defense. And you got to play fast, and then when you get a chance to get them, you have to get them, and that's just what this league is. I mean, clearly, every defense in this league is trying to take it away. No offense in this league is trying to give it to you. So you've got to work very, very hard for what you got. But they came at some very opportune times. And we need to keep it up, because this offense we're facing, we need to get some turnovers.